Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our Senior Moments series, where we're looking at Hebrews chapter 11, which is called the Faith Hall of Fame by some people, because it's listing out so many of these incredible characters from the Old Testament who had the habit of looking up. They looked up to God in faith, even in a culture that sometimes was going crazy around them. And this past week, we looked at the story of Noah from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Here's what it says. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. And by this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Now imagine you're Noah and the culture you live in is so depraved and so despicable that God is willing to wash his hands of the entire human race. And God comes to Noah and tells him, hey, here's what I'm going to do. And on top of that, I want you to build an ark. And I want you to bring your family, and I'm going to bring the animals into the ark, and then the rain is going to come, and there's going to be a flood of the whole earth, and then I'm going to start over and make a covenant with you. Imagine that, just for a minute. You know, we read that. It's mostly a kid's story, right? We tell the kids about Noah's ark and the animals, but the reality is it's a tragic story. It's a story where mankind rejects God as leader over them, and God decides to make a covenant with one family to start over again. It's really a picture of something much bigger. But before I go there, I just want you to think about Noah, that Noah took God at his word. You know, that's where his faith was centered in what God had said. He really had no idea probably what these things were, and yet he trusted God. He did the work. You see his faith played out in his action. He actually built an ark that's 450 feet long and 75 feet high and 45 feet wide. I mean, can you imagine? On top of this, it would have taken him close to 120 years to build this thing. This is a man of action where his faith plays out. And on top of that, it says that, you know, in 2 Peter 2:5, it says that Noah was a herald of righteousness. That means that his words that he communicated to others, that he was a beacon of the righteousness of God. When I think about that, I realize that we do have an advantage over Noah. And I've heard people say this to me, maybe you have too, that, well, if I saw the signs that they did, I'd believe. But the truth is, Noah's faith was in what God said to him. And we have an advantage in that we have the Word of God, Jesus. You know, in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, let me read it to you. It says this, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. So that's what God would do. He would choose a prophet, someone like Noah or Samuel or someone like that, and he would speak to the people through the prophet. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. So now, what God is saying is that Jesus is the revelation of God's word. If we want to know God, we really just need to look into Christ. And that is the revelation of God. And on top of that, in John 1:1, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Later on in John 1, it says, and that Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He's speaking of Jesus, that Jesus is the Word of God. And we have the Word of God. We have access to Jesus now by faith. And I think it's something that you and I have to decide that, you know, are we going to have faith in the Word of God? Are we going to have faith in Jesus and what he's revealing to us? And we have the scriptures, you know, that we can look at. So, you know, I talk about that a lot with people, that how important it is to read your Bible, to know your Bible, to know what it says. That if Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him, then we need to know him and have faith in him. If he is the only way, then we need to know Jesus. If he is the truth, then we need to know him in such a way that we can recognize the lies that are out there, the errors that are out there. I've always say to people that if you know the truth, you'll spot a lie coming. And that's the beautiful picture of the story, that even though it's tragic, it's a picture of how God prepared righteousness for those who will follow him. And in the gospel, that we have the same issue, that all of mankind is turning away in sin, and yet God sends down a herald of righteousness, Jesus, so that we would come to faith and have our sins washed away. And that picture of Noah and the ark and how it's, you know, saved through that water, in the same way, it's kind of a foreshadowing to baptism, as Peter wrote, that the baptism doesn't save us, but it's a picture of how the blood of Christ washes over us and saves us from our sin. and now we walk in obedience to Christ. Wherever you're at today, I just want to ask you, how are you doing with the Word of God? Are you letting it come into your life? Are you spending time reading the Word and allowing that truth to soak into your heart? Father, I pray that you help us to dig deep into your Word on a regular basis, that you would feed our souls with your Word and your truth. Take a second, and wherever you're at, just submit your heart to Christ and ask him to help make Bible reading part of your daily intake. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. God bless.